Football Friday continues here on Afternoons with Aaron on Kate Radio. We're going to talk Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons football with the head coach of ACGE, Brady Neal. And Brady, a good afternoon. And like always, thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Now, let's recap of last week's game. And we knew going in it was going to be a tough matchup. I think Mare Lutheran, they're ranked either fourth or sixth in the state in Class A, defending state champions, of course. They win the game 35-13 over your squad. Give us your thoughts on last week's game.
Yeah, I think going in, they were 12th in state, but I think this week they're ranked 8th, they're 7th or 8th, and, I mean, they're going to be a top-5 team by the end of the year. We came in knowing it was going to be a tough game, and we wanted to keep it close and stay in the game for as long as we could. And I felt like we had a solid game. After the game, the coaches and us, we were all talking, and we never really had anything terrible to say about the game. I mean, we had little mistakes, but overall we showed that we can somewhat hang on with everybody. They put 3 scores on us somewhat quickly, but we kind of turned it around and shut them down the second half, and that was just kind of a testament to how good our offense and our defense can be. We had just a solid second half, and we gave them a short field with 5 minutes to go, and they scored within a couple plays, but it very easily could have been 28-13, which against a top-5 team, top-10 team in the state, that's pretty good. We never really made it easy for them. They had, a couple little screens that we fell for, but other than that, they had, a tough time. There was a lot of third and fourth downs that they had to convert against us, which, like I keep saying, against a good team like that, that just kind of gives us the motivation for the rest of the year.
The official number, they're ranked number 7 right now with the latest poll coming out yesterday, 35-13 win for a Mare Lutheran. Brady, if you recall offhand, do you remember who scored the 2 touchdowns?
Yeah, the first one was Caleb Songstead it was the first half with I don't know how many minutes to go, and then Tyler Erickson scored the second one on a little bit of an underthrown ball with, I think there was maybe 2 or 1 second left in the game. On a pretty good throw, besides that little underthrow, I think it was maybe 30 yards. Caleb Songstead and then Tyler Erickson, both touchdown passes or receptions.
With the loss, 3-2 on the season for Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. Again, Brady Neal, the head coach, joining us for our weekly Football Friday conversation. And Brady, let's talk about what's coming up at home on Friday. Your team gets a Lester Prairie, and I think we probably talked about this last week. You're facing 2 of the top teams in Class A. Lester Prairie is ranked 2nd going into action Friday night. Give us your scoring report on Lester Prairie. I'm looking at their scores, and they've had a lot of lopsided wins this season.
Yeah, they're like I said last week, this is the heart of our schedule. They're going to be tough, just like Mayer was. They're kind of my pick to be sneakily up there for the championship at state here this year. They've got a really good program, and they've got a couple of good kids that have been had a lot of playing time since they were freshmen. They run 95% of the plays with a tight formation, and like we've kind of seen this year, that's kind of our strength on defense, stopping guys from running right up the middle. So I think the teams that they've faced this year haven't been the best, and we've been noticing on film they haven't really been able to stop other teams that they've played up the middle. So I think we've got a pretty good shot at keeping it close again. It's going to be pretty tough to win again, but this is the heart of our schedule. This is the team that, when we looked at that schedule at the start of the year, this was going to be the 2 games that were the most difficult to win. There's still that chance. It's high school football. We could easily, you know, put up 3-4 scores and they get down on themselves, and it being homecoming is going to be bring more energy in itself. So I think we'll stick close with them, and hopefully with what we've been doing this week, we'll key on a couple of their guys and not let them score.
Now, going into week 6, and I'm sure there's a lot of guys that have bumps and bruises this deep into the season. Injury-wise, how are you guys looking heading into the game?
We are still just, you know, a little banged up on the line. Nothing, nobody's out yet. But, you know, we're kind of been sitting a couple guys this week, just precautionary. But they're all planning on being there practicing, or they practiced on Thursday and a little bit on Wednesday, and they'll be all ready to go game time. Other than that, we've had no key injuries. We are getting one of our guys back that hasn't played all year, so he's going to help us a lot on defense. So we'll have him, hopefully, for the game, and then we'll have him the rest of the year. So we're looking pretty good on injuries, which is always a good thing.
Absolutely. Again, Brady Neal, the head coach of Alden-Conger, Glenville Lemons, taking on a very good Lester Prairie team that's averaging 30.8 points per game, giving up just 5.2 points. Alden-Conger, Glenville Lemons, scoring about 22.5 per game, giving up 27. Looking for the upset against the number 2 ranked team in state, trying to spoil their homecoming on Friday night. And Brady, go get the job done.
Yeah, no, thank you. We'll try.
Is it your homecoming or theirs? I might have got that wrong.
It's our homecoming.
Your homecoming. Yep. Okay, and the game is in. Is it in Alden or Glenville?
It is in Alden this week.
It is in Alden. Okay. So, yeah, don't go to Lester Prairie. Don't let me direct you in the wrong way. Go to Alden for the game against the Lester Prairie. A happy homecoming week to everybody at Alden-Conger. And, Brady, good luck. We'll talk next week.
Awesome. Thank you very much.